Welcome back to the second hour of Better Lawns and Gardens from the Summit Responsible Solutions Studios. If it's Saturday morning, you're here with us. Lizzie and Brooke are here. We're having a great gardening day. We're going to have even a better one. We're going to be visiting Peterson's Nursery today. I'll be doing a talk at 11:30 on garden myths, true or false. And I am looking forward to seeing everyone that stops by. So we can't wait to go. And they have a marvelous supply of plants. And he told me, Lizzie, how he texted and says he does have queen's wreath.
Oh, at Peterson's. I'm excited.
So I wait till we see it. Yeah, it may be going home with somebody today. It might be me.
Yeah, me too, probably.
I'll hand wrestle you for it. Okay. And so let's, it's always Saturday morning in our second hour. We always hear from John Denver. So let's do the dirty word of the day.
Inch by inch, row by row, gonna make this garden grow. All it takes is a rake and a hoe and a piece of fertile ground. Inch by inch, row by row, someone bless these seeds I sow. Someone warm them from below till the rain comes tumbling down.
And now it's time for the dirty word of the day on Better Lawns and Gardens with Teresa Watkins.
And the dirty word of the day is apropos for this weekend, daylight savings time. And it is photoperiodism. Photoperiodism, all one word. And it's the physiological reaction of organisms to the length of light or dark period. It occurs in plants and in animals. It can be defined as a developmental response of plants to the length of light and dark periods. So there are three classifications: short day plants, long day plants, and day neutral plants. Botanists used to think that the length of daylight was how a plant was exposed that would determine whether it would form flowers. But experiments and studies have proved otherwise. It's the length of darkness that a plant experiences that plays the most crucial role. A plant that requires a long period of darkness is termed a short day plant. Short day plants from flowers form flowers only when day length is less than 12 hours. Many spring and fall flowering plants are short day plants, including chrysanthemums, poinsettias, and Christmas cactus. If these are exposed to more than 12 hours of light per day, they will not form blooms and their bracts will not change color. Other plants require only a short night to flower. These are termed long day plants. These bloom only when they receive more than 12 hours of light. Many of our summer blooming flowers and garden vegetables are long day plants, such as asters, coneflowers, lettuce, spinach, and potatoes. These all bloom when the days are long during our summer. And some plants form flowers regardless of the day length. Yay! Botanists call these day neutral plants. And they are tomatoes and corn and cucumbers, and some strawberries are day neutral. Some plants, such as petunias, also defy categorization. They flower regardless of day length, but flower earlier and more profusely with long days. So the dirty word of the day is photoperiodism. So you can use it this weekend when you're talking about daylight savings time. And who do you think invented daylight savings time? I've always thought it was Benjamin Franklin, but it is not. It was talked about during the late 1800s, but it didn't begin to be practiced until 1918, so that they had the laws for it. It was repealed and reestablished several times over the decades, but daylight savings time finally stuck during World War I and World War II, when it was adopted as an energy-saving tactic. The Uniform Time Act standardized the practice across most of the country, and so it's something that I do not look forward to. I do not like the changing back, springing ahead, losing an hour.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I prefer fall back, and I just want it to stay the same all year round.
Yes, me too.
And so Benjamin Franklin did talk about it, and when he was over in France, but he did not develop it. So the dirty word of the day is photoperiodism. So I am enjoying that, and I am going to try and get some sleep. They said you should go to bed earlier and earlier for a couple of days before it happens, but I haven't had that luck. You know, I do not have
Who has
luck.
Time to do that?
I know. Exactly, right? Exactly. And so if you'd like to give us a call, 1-888-455-2967, or you can text us 23680 at the end of the hour. We've got a lot of text messages coming on, and we love having you do that. But we have Randy Schultz
yes.
from Schultz Communications. We haven't talked to him in a while. And so I'm looking forward to talking to him, and he's going to give us some great information. We're going to discuss, you know, insects and what we can do about them. And so this is the time of the year to do that. And Randy always comes through for us. So we're really excited to talk to him. If you missed any of today's show, you can go to betterlawns.com and you can download the show there. And you can hear it on iHeartRadio, too, as well, wherever you listen to podcasts. So that will be great. We're going to be doing our text messages and our phone calls after we talk to Randy. Coming up, stay tuned from the Summit Responsible Solutions Studios. It's Saturday morning. You're listening to Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm Teresa Watkins, and this is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
If you own a vessel that has reached the end of its useful life and don't know how to get rid of it, we can assist you. The Florida Vessel Turn-In Program, or VTIP, accepts vessels that have been determined at risk of becoming derelict. If you have received a citation or warning from law enforcement for an at-risk vessel and are the titled owner of the vessel, you may be eligible to have your vessel removed and disposed of at no cost to you. Don't wait until it's too late. For more information, go to FloridaVTIP.com. That's FloridaVTIP.com.
In search of the perfect cut for your lawn? Join the pursuit by choosing from a full line of Steel mowers. From gas and battery options to zero turns and push mowers, Steel offers a wide range of mowing solutions for homeowners and professionals. Right now, get 0% financing on your purchase with a Steel zero turn mower. Real Steel. Find yours at steelusa.com/mowers. Available at select dealers. Financing available on qualifying purchases and subject to credit approval. See dealer for details.
Have fungus gnats invaded your potted plants? Control these pests with BTI, the active ingredient in Summit Responsible Solutions mosquito bits. This naturally occurring bacterium kills mosquito larvae, and it also kills fungus gnat larvae in potting soil. Just follow these instructions on the label. Mosquito bits are harmless to people, plants, and wildlife. Summit mosquito bits are available at garden centers, hardware stores, and at summitresponsiblesolutions.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4542. 802-341-4542. 802-341-4542. That's 802-341-4542.
Drugs and alcohol have real effects on your ability to drive. In fact, last year, more than 800 people died in impaired driving crashes in Florida. DUIs are costly and you will lose your license. You may even face jail time. DUIs will stay on your record for 75 years. Driving while impaired has real consequences. Impairment is no illusion. Never drive impaired. Brought to you by the Florida Department of Highway Safety and Motor Vehicles.
Yeah. Have you ever met a single person in your life that enjoys paying taxes? No, no one does. If you can't sleep at night because you have a huge problem with the IRS, I've got some free advice for you. This service is strictly limited to individuals that owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes. And if you qualify, we can guarantee that you won't be writing a big fat check to the IRS, or our services cost you nothing. The first 100 people that call today will get a free tax consultation worth $500. Stop worrying about your IRS problem. We can help you, we promise. Call the tax doctor right now. I mean right now to learn more.
800-917-8611. 800-917-8611. 800-917-8611. That's 800-917-8611.
Welcome back to Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm Teresa Watkins. Randy Schultz is the owner of Schultz Communications. He's the editor of the award-winning Home, Garden, and Homestead website, which is always providing great information for gardeners and people who love DIY. Good morning, Randy. Thank you for joining me this morning.
Good morning, Teresa.
I will tell you, you have become a snowbird. Where have you and Patty gone to get away from that Colorado Rocky snow?
We are in Goodyear, Arizona, which is on the west side of Phoenix.
Wow. And what kind of weather are they having right now?
Believe it or not, we got a little rain on Thursday, but it's the weather's been in the low 70s. It really is, for somebody like me coming from Colorado, the low 70s feels like full-on spring. It's very nice.
It is. It's very nice. So this winter and spring has been an El Nino year. It's been warmer but wetter than normal. So how does El Nino affect mosquitoes in winter in those warmer seasons?
Well, mosquitoes thrive in warm, wet, humid environments. So if there's more rain, technically, there's going to be more mosquitoes.
And so, you know, to get rid of them, to kill mosquitoes, do you have to actually kill the adults? How does it work?
Well, there's two ways to kill mosquitoes, two different parts of their life cycle. And you need different tools to kill adult mosquitoes and the larva stage. Most mosquito spraying is all about targeting the adults. But if you want to kill mosquitoes before they're flying, biting adults, you have to kill them in the larva stage. And that's where something called BTI comes in, which is the active ingredient in mosquito bits and mosquito dunks. And that's a target-specific bacterium that kills mosquito larvae, but basically nothing else. It's harmless to other living things.
And so we talk about it being organic. And so, you know, we do have organic products that can, kill insects and kill the bad guys, the bad pests. But is it a safe product to use?
Oh, absolutely. According to the EPA, the United States EPA, BTI is harmless to all living things except for mosquito larvae and fungus gnat larvae.
Mm-hmm. And so it's actually derived from plants.
It's a bacterium that actually lives in the soil. It was discovered back in the 1980s as a natural bacterium, and now it's propagated, cultivated as it is, and it's turned out to be the leading biological mosquito control in the world.
Excellent. That is wonderful. And again, so it's not toxic to birds and pets and children. How does it work?
Well, it literally, mosquito larvae feed on it in the water. It's a substance that, because mosquito larvae live in the water, that's where you attack them, right? Mm-hmm. So you put some BTI either in a mosquito dunk or a mosquito bits, which is just a granular form of the same substance. You put that in water, and the larvae feed on the BTI. It kind of shuts down their digestive system, and they die before they can become adults.
Yay, mosquito bits. That's wonderful. Now, so in Florida and in areas that grow tropical plants, we have bromeliads, which are a wonderful landscape plant. But people are kind of afraid of them because they hold water, and people don't want mosquitoes. Can we use mosquito bits with bromeliads?
Absolutely, absolutely. And that bromeliads do have that little cup, as it were, that holds water. So if you take mosquito bits and just kind of sprinkle them into the bromeliads in your landscape, the mosquito bits will sit in that little water, and instead of becoming a mosquito factory for breeding little larvae, it kills them all off.
So how long does it last?
The bits release the BTI really quickly, almost immediately. And so every 7 days or so, if you're trying to combat mosquito larvae with mosquito bits, you need to refresh everything every 7 days.
Okay, that makes sense. So now natural borders and more wildlife-friendly habitats are a popular landscaping trend. I'm designing them everywhere. So how do you keep mosquitoes and insects from being a nuisance in the yard?
In the yard, you pretty much have got to attack the adults. And you can use a permethrin spray, and that'll kill the flying, biting adult mosquitoes. Mosquitoes love to hang out in shrubs and bushes. So those natural landscape areas with the native plantings or any kind of shrub is that's a good place to spray once every 7 or 10 days with a spray that kills mosquito adults.
Okay. And so houseplants, let's go to that because you have products for that. They're popular with the generations. And so they think of their plants as children. What are some pest problems that they can have with houseplants?
Well, I mean, houseplants can be infested by a wide range of insects, scale, aphids, fungus gnats. One of the ways to kill insects on houseplants is to use a non-chemical spray. It's basically it's a horticultural oil like Summit year-round spray oil. You mix that up with water according to the directions on the package, and you spray your houseplants every 10 days or so, and that will the active ingredient is the oil. It actually suffocates the flying insects and the scale and the other things. So you want to be pretty regular about when you see insects, you want to jump on that as quickly as possible and use a spray oil to try to kill those insects.
Okay, so where can people find Summit Responsible Solution products like mosquito bits and dunks?
They're virtually everywhere garden products are sold. Big box stores, hardware stores, they're on Amazon. You can go to the Summit website, summitresponsiblesolutions.com. You shouldn't have any trouble at all finding those products.
I will tell you, I was excited. I was on Home Garden and Homestead this week, and you're the editor, and it is an award-winning website. You had Martha Stewart featured on the front page. What did you cover with Martha?
Martha lives in Connecticut, and one of the clients I work with is Logies Plants, and they're also based in Connecticut. So Martha Stewart's favorite place to buy exotic tropical plants to use as houseplants is Logies. And she visited Byron and Laurelyn Martin, the two owners of Logies, and she always leaves with plants.
I know the feeling.
She's a great friend of Logies and really a very knowledgeable plant person.
She is. I like watching her. She's very, Very funny. So you website also had stories from our favorite houseplant guru, Lisa Eldred Steinkopf, and a foraging expert that we know very well, Ellen Zakos. So what kind of stories can they find? Can people who go to your website find on Home Garden and Homestead?
Well, we literally try to write everything we can about gardening, homes, and larger properties, homesteads. One of our sections is called My Story, and we have garden experts talking about one thing they learned. You know, what have I learned about this or that? Very, very popular section of stories. So we really try to cover it all.
That is fun. That's wonderful. Okay, so tell people where they can get, again, mosquito bits and mosquito dunks and year-round oil spray, and then also your website again.
Well, for more information and to buy the Summit products, go to summitresponsiblesolutions.com and click around. There's great information there. You can also visit homegardenandhomestead.com. We've got several stories about how to kill insects indoors and outdoors.
That's great. Randy, so coming to Arizona, and what kind of landscaping are you seeing there?
You know, Arizona's the folks in Arizona are smart enough to know that they live in a desert. So you see very few lawns, very few. If it's a lawn, it's a warm season grass like St. Augustine, mm-hmm. but they are few and far between. So you see a lot of cacti. You see a lot of Palo Verde trees. You see things that are designed to grow in this environment, and which is really a wonderful thing. Plant according to your climate.
That is so true. It's very important. And as long as you have 70 degree temperatures, then you can, you know, enjoy the weather there.
It's a lovely time. Spring is a lovely time. Ask any gardener.
All right there. Thank you so much, Randy. I've missed talking with you. Tell Patty we said hello.
Thank you. Have a great day.
You too, hon. Bye-bye. That's Randy Schultz. He is owner of Schultz Communications and such a nice gentleman. And he's got such a great resource on Home Garden and Homestead. Check it out. I love Logies. And you spell Logies. LOGEES, Logies Nursery, and they have wonderful, wonderful tropical plants that you can order that you may not be able to find here in the regular nurseries and stores.
Exactly, definitely. That's a site I want to go check out for sure.
Yeah, it is great. And so we're going to get back with your questions. Got a lot of text messages, 1-888-455-2967. If you have a gardening question, we would love to hear it. If you'd like to if you'd like to text us 23680, it's still early in the morning for us. We've got a long day ahead of us.
Yes.
We're going to be out at Peterson's Nursery today at 11:30. I'm going to be doing a talk on garden myths, true or false. And you're just going to go check out the plants, you and Brooke, today.
Yeah, while you're distracted, I'm going to go buy that vine so you can't have it.
Check it out. That's a Petria volubilis queen's wreath. It's wonderful. From the Summit Responsible Solutions Studios, it's Saturday morning. You're listening to Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm Teresa Watkins, and this is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
If you've got a property that you've been trying to sell and you've tried almost everything, I want to tell you about something that you haven't tried yet. You're going to think this offer is too good to be true, but it's not. Thousands of customers have sold their homes in any condition with Need to Sell My Home. This is a real opportunity from a highly rated company that buys homes all over the country. Did you know it's possible to sell your home right over the phone with no real estate commissions and no pesky open houses? Plus, every offer is a cash offer with no mortgage holdups. To find out how much you can sell your home or property for, call now. Take 5 minutes of your time and call for this 100% free quote to sell your home.
800-296-1343. 800-296-1343. 800-296-1343. That's 800-296-1343.
It all starts with a drip. That can turn into a gush. That can turn into a major leak inside your home. Unless you have protection from water leak damage with the Water Shield by FPL Home Water Protection Program. A smart water shutoff device and app work together to monitor your home's water usage, provide real-time alerts right to your phone, and even automatically turn off your water when a major leak is detected. So you can rest assured that your home has protection from water leak damage, most of which isn't covered by basic homeowners insurance. It's peace of mind protection at just $9.99 a month for the first year with promo code RADIO. Call 800-470-4619, 800-470-4619. That's 800-470-4619. Offer expires December 31st, 2024. FPL Home is an unregulated subsidiary of Florida Power & Light Company. The Water Shield by FPL Home program is offered by FPL Home and not Florida Power & Light Company.
Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. Call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels.
802-341-4542. 802-341-4542. That's 802-341-4542.
It has been said that everyone has a book in them. But do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family. Or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf.
800-240-4587. 800-240-4587. That's 800-240-4587.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. That's 800-398-0651.
Welcome back to Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm Teresa Watkins. If you'd like to give me a call, 1-888-455-2967, or you can text at 23680. If you missed any of today's show, you can go back to the iHeart website, and you just click on Better Lawns and Gardens, or you can go to betterlawns.com and download it, and you can get it right away or anywhere where you listen to podcasts. Let's go to Jerry in Port St. Lucie. Good morning, Jerry. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I am great.
I love your show. I called you late fall last year about my Royal Poinsettia tree, and you told me when to trim it, and we did about 2 weeks ago.
Excellent.
Now I want to know when to fertilize it.
Okay, so right now you're in South Florida there, Port St. Lucie. You can go ahead and fertilize it now. So is it in your yard?
Yes.
Okay, how tall is it?
I'd say about nine feet.
Okay.
It lost a lot of leaves during the winter, though.
Right, and so we did have a couple of cold snaps where it would, and it usually is deciduous, too, so you will lose the leaves in the winter time, especially if you do get if the cold gets down there, you know, that far. And so if you fertilize your lawn, that should take care of your Royal Poinciana. Okay, so I don't necessarily know whether it needs more or not. You can always use just a regular blooming fertilizer or a 666-888-1010 on it.
I'm sorry, could you say that again?
Okay, so you can always use a blooming fertilizer on it or a slow release that product that you get. You could also use 666-888 or 1010 on it. But if you fertilize your lawn, that should be your tree is going to get enough fertilizer from that.
Okay. I sort of like to treat this tree special though because I love it so much.
Right. Well, so here's the thing though is I don't want you to over fertilize it. So make sure that when you're fertilizing your turf that you stay probably about 10 feet or so away from the tree if it's 9 foot tall. 10 to 12 feet away, and then just put on a fertilizer. You can use a blooming fertilizer or a product that is just a 666-888-1010 because you just want a regular balanced fertilizer because you have the roots to think about, which is important for a new tree. It's also growing leaves, and it has flowers. So using a regular complete fertilizer on it will be just fine. You don't need anything special.
Okay, but a slow release is best.
Slow release is best because just like a vitamin, we don't know when our body needs the nutrients. And it's the same thing with plants. And so, you know, we take a one-a-day vitamin so that the vitamins are always there within our body when we need it. And then we leach out what we don't need. And it's the same with plants. So you put a slow release on it. It will be there when the plant needs it. And, you know, it'll thrive.
Okay. Well, I thank you very much.
Thank you for listening, Jerry. Say hi to all the good folks in Port St. Lucie. I have a number of friends down there.
Okay.
All right, hon. Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right, let's get to our text messages. But if you have a phone call, this is the time to do it. 1-888-455-2967. Or you can text me 23680. So let's go down the list. We've got a lot of them. Thank you so much. Eileen, thank you. Yes, you can go ahead and pressure wash your house. I think it'll be just fine. Don't worry about that. And Eileen was the one who is wanting to know when the pollen season's over. And we'll get some rain. That'll be good. That'll tamp it down a lot. So in Sue and Ken in Winter Haven, they have a Tibuchina question. They planted a Tibuchina from a nursery 2 years ago. It has frequent leaf browning and loss. It bloomed a month or so ago. New growth is evident, but it's still losing mature growth. 10 days ago, they added some acidic fertilizer. Is there more we can do to promote the health of this tree? All right, so Tibuchina can be a shrub or a tree. It is tropical. And I will tell you, it just needs to have regular watering. So if we're not getting that rainfall, and again, spring is our dry time of the year, then you're going to see that the leaves are turning brown and maybe just not as much growth. But it's also putting down roots, and when it stresses out, it will lose its leaves. So I would say make sure you're consistently watering it if no rainfall. That means, you know, about an inch and a half. You don't need to put a lot on it. You just need to be consistent with it once a week, twice a week. Now with the daylight savings time, you can go ahead and put the twice a week watering on it. And then the fertilizer is fine. Make sure that you're fertilizing or you're watering before you fertilize and that you water afterwards as well. And so if you do that, it's going to grow. I don't know. Let's see. You don't say how tall it is. But I think that's the most important thing is to make sure that it's getting the consistent watering. And then you'll see it grow. Once the rainy season kicks in, it'll be just fine. Okay, great question. Thank you so much for listening, Sue and Ken. And so let's see. I'm going to go up. I see. Can I use 30% vinegar to kill weeds in Bahia lawns now? Yes, you can. Vinegar is an organic herbicide. But here's the problem. I don't want you to kill your lawn. And so, you know, lawns are plants too. And if you use the vinegar in an area, you're going to see the grass around that area die as well. So be very specific when you put the vinegar down on it. Try not to get it on the Bahia grass, and it will be just fine. If you have Bahia grass, you can go ahead and reseed now. Getting your lawn as thick as possible is going to be the best way to prevent weeds and Bahia grass. And so just make sure it's getting water once a week, and then you want to fertilize in a couple of weeks. So in April, you'll want to fertilize it. So, yes, you can go ahead and, kill the weeds in it. Just be careful of your grass, okay? Anything that's organic will kill your lawn, too, as well. So you want to make sure you're reading the instructions. More is not better, okay? Just because it says use a little bit, and you say, well, I've got a lot of weeds here. I'm just going to put a little bit more on.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to damage the grass, yes, too, as well.
Don't be the typical American. Don't overdo it.
There you go. And so we had someone call text about the lychee tree and that they wanted to spray the pollinators. Yes. So, again, what I stated was that you want to make sure that if there's any leaf damage, you want to find the insect doing that. Just because it's a wasp doesn't mean it's a bad insect. You don't need to spray. From the Summit Responsible Solutions Studios, it's Saturday morning. You're listening to Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm Teresa Watkins, and this is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
Looking to make your garden fresh and new this spring? Quality Green Specialists in DeLand has what you're looking for. Fancy shrubs, large trees like magnolias and hollies, beautiful flowers like supertunias and azaleas, olives, citrus, peaches, blueberries, vegetables and herbs too. Enjoy gardening at its best. Select from our quality fertilizers and organics like azomite. Great plants, sustainable products. Friendly expert advice. 335 West Michigan Avenue, DeLand, and online at qualitygreenspecialist.com.
Hi, Darcy the Cow here for Black Cow, the mature manure. It's time to start getting your flower and vegetable gardens off to a great start with Black Cow. Prepare new plant beds with a 1.5-inch layer of Black Cow in the area and then mix it in with the soil 6 inches.
Cow, the mature manure, Black Cow.
Moms, we all wish there were two more of us just to get through the day. Preparing lunches, snacks, dinners. We've all got a lot on our plates. That's where Fresh from Florida comes in. They have hundreds of recipes that make mealtime quick, easy, and healthy. And shopping for locally grown produce is a snap. Just look for the Fresh from Florida logo. When it's almost dinner time and you have to be three places at once, go to the one place that counts, freshfromflorida.com. There's sunshine in every bite.
How would you like to get high-speed internet for your home for less than $2 a day? That's right. For about $50 a month, you'll get lightning-fast internet. Are you paying less than $50 a month right now for your internet? Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing fast internet at $50 a month with no price increases, no hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it for 15 days. If you don't like it, you get your money back. But you're going to love it. And you're going to love the price. Internet for your home for $50 a month. That's less than $2 a day. Plus, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees, and our 15-day guarantee. Call now. 800-897-5406. 800-897-5406. 800-897-5406. That's 800-897-5406.
Drugs and alcohol have real effects on your ability to drive. In fact, last year, more than 800 people died in impaired driving crashes in Florida. DUIs are costly and you will lose your license. You may even face jail time. DUIs will stay on your record for 75 years. Driving while impaired has real consequences. Impairment is no illusion. Never drive impaired. Brought to you by the Florida Department of Highway Safety and Motor Vehicles.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less. National Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4542. 802-341-4542. 802-341-4542. That's 802-341-4542.
Welcome back to Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm Teresa Watkins, and if you would like to know more information about me, you can go to my website, which is she-consulting.com, she-consulting.com, and it's called Sustainable Horticultural Environments, and you can go and see some of my designs and my landscapes. You can also find me on various websites, but you can also go to betterlawns.com, too, as well. And we love you checking in with us, and you can send us an email there anytime. Let's go to Bill in Orlando. Good morning, Bill. How can I help you?
Good morning, Teresa. Happy Saturday.
Thank you so much.
I got a question for you. You know, going to one of the big box stores, we got one of those dwarf or table azaleas, which looks so beautiful. And are those, do they just die off? Because right now I got some new growth on it, in the past, it seems like they don't have a long life.
Have a long life. They're really strictly like a floral azalea, and, you know, they grow them, and, you know, you'll see them at Mother's Day and at Easter time, and so they're not really the ones that get really big and can develop a good root system. So, I don't really recommend them. We have some beautiful azaleas that get really tall. But if you want shorter ones, we have the good Encore azaleas and the Autumn Series azaleas with Encore that are really nice. And they only get to be about 2 to 3 feet tall. So those are the ones I recommend.
Yeah, I didn't think they last long in the past. But they are beautiful, and they're so compact.
They are, and they really are compact. Now, the other thing is, because when you look at the soil in those little pots, it's a lot different than what you will find in the ground. And so they really aren't meant to stay in those pots a long time. So I would actually upsize them into a different pot with a little bit more acidic fertilizer. Acidic soil. Get the pH down there around 4.5, 5.5. And you can water them and just keep them in a pot. But I would take them out of the pot that they come in.
Yeah, did that upsize it. So we'll see what happens. I didn't check the pH on it, though.
Yeah, check the pH. You want it to be very acidic, and then use acidic fertilizer with it, following the label instructions. You don't want to do it too much if it's in a pot. Make sure it has good drainage, and just keep it on your patio or your pool area, your front door area. I don't think they'll do well inside here. So,
gotcha. One other quick question.
Sure.
In the past, impatiens used to be just flush with blooms. It seems over the years, there's just less and less. It doesn't have the color that it has in the past. Has there been a change or the variety or that you see?
Yes.
That produces?
Yes. So about 10 years ago, we had a disease go through, and it kind of wiped out. It was a fungal issue, and it wiped out the azaleas. They were very susceptible to it. So you really saw regular impatiens just leaving the market. Growers weren't growing them because the disease was so bad. But now they've come back. They've got different varieties that are less susceptible to disease. And I think they do bloom just as much. You just got to fertilize them and give them, what they need as far as sunlight goes, and then water, too, as well. I think they look just as beautiful. But we did have a time period there where we didn't have impatiens on the market. the New Guineas were not susceptible to the same disease, which is very interesting. But New Guinean patients I like better than regular patients. I think they just bloom longer, they can take more sun, and they're sturdier in patient.
Well, I do remember that period that you're talking about because I was in California, and I brought back, I hand-carried them on the planes from the patients because we didn't have them here.
Yeah, because we couldn't get them. The growers just would not grow them because the disease was just wiping them out. So they did develop, right, you know, different strains that are less susceptible to fungal issues. And, you know, I just was looking at impatiens this week, and they had a lot of blooms on them. So it just may be that we just need to, you know, keep them cut. You know, once they've finished blooming, they kind of get that second layer. They get really tall and leggy. Then we go ahead and cut them back again. So I would just try that, or just try New Guinean patients, and they do really well.
Good deal. Thanks so much, and you have a great day, and thank you for all you do.
Thank you, Bill. I appreciate your call. I love Bill when he calls. He's just wonderful.
Oh, I love his description. I've never heard anybody call azaleas compact, but holy cheese and crackers, is he on point. Never even thought of that word.
Yes, yes.
100%.
You see them in the grocery store. They sell them, and they're in the vegetable section. And, you know, they'll last, you know, 6 months or so, but usually it's kind of the same with the little roses, miniature cup roses.
Right.
You got to get them out of that soil and just give them something they can dig into.
Right.
So they're compact so that they're not heavy to ship. So they use, you know, different types of soil.
Learned something today. Thank you.
You're welcome.
I can go home now. Bye.
There you go. Susan from Vieira says, can you let us know the name or number for a pre-emergent or pre-emergent that's not toxic to birds and fish? Okay, so Susan, great question. So let me try and explain. So that these products that have chemicals in them to prevent the weeds from growing are not the same chemicals that will hurt pets and wildlife and things like that. They're different. They're different products entirely. And so while they, you know, they're not good for them if they eat them. That's kind of ridiculous, but you don't want to put your pets out where they can get it and start to eat it. But they're not really that harmful to pets and wildlife and birds. They're just not the same. They don't have the same reactions to toxicity. When we see that these chemicals are toxic to fish and birds and wildlife, it's usually the other ingredients in the product that they use to stick or hold on to or to hold the chemical that is the problem. So when you're looking for a pre-emergent or a fertilizer that's, you know, not toxic to birds and wildlife, go for the organic and read the label. And it's all about the amount and how long it lasts in the environment. And organic usually doesn't last as long. And so you have to use it more often more often than regular synthetic fertilizers or pre-emergents and herbicides. So just when we follow the instructions on the label and only use as necessary, because some of these products, it tells you can only use it twice a year, and people are using them every month. That's where we get the problem. And so follow the label instructions and you'll be fine. It will tell you what how it will react with wildlife. And if it's not safe, they won't put it on the market. So just always follow the label and we'll be good. Is there a weed and feed for Bermuda pasture grass? Yes, there is. There's a number of them on the market. They don't advertise with me, so I kind of just don't want to spit names out there.
Right.
Just go to the box stores, go to your nursery, and, you know, say, I need a pre-emergent for this. Read the labels. It will say Bermuda grass on there, and it will be good. There are several out there that you can use on Bermuda grass, so always just follow that. So I appreciate that. So I wanted to say thank you to Brooke Moffis for calling in and talking to us about the exploding oxalis. Why
yes.
do you have wood sorrel all over your yard? Because you're touching it.
Because you're breathing near it.
So I'm going to put a video on Better Lawns and Gardens today to go ahead. And it'll be after my talk today. So it'll be a little bit later on this afternoon because we're heading down to Peterson's Nursery for that talk at 11:30. garden myths, true or false. And so I will post it today, that video of the oxalis exploding its seeds, and it just shoots it right out. And it's just really fascinating. And then also some other things, we'll have links to the show where you can download it. We love doing that. A big thank you to Randy Schultz with Home Garden and Homestead.
Yes.
And it's a great website, and he is spokesperson for Summit Responsible Solutions Studios, which is a sponsor of our show. And why? Because they're a great product, and I'm really proud that they're here on the show.
Yeah, even though they're our sponsor, I have never gotten a discount, which I'm not asking for one, but I just wanted to give my testimony of I used it this last year, and we had a major mosquito problem on our 2.5 acres, so I used it on like 1 acre. And let me tell you what, I noticed a huge decrease in mosquitoes. It was crazy. I'm like, there's no way that there's a product out there that's that safe for our dogs and animals. And sure enough, it works.
It is. It's a great product. You know, we just love our sponsorship. You can go in, and I'm going to post the picture. I do have a picture of nuns on Better Lawns and Gardens. And so I will post the nuns orchid. You got to see this. It is a great plant for your garden. So I love it. It's blooming right now. And the queen's wreath is blooming right now. So many great plants we can grow here in Florida.
Gorgeous.
And so I am very excited to live here and garden here. I have 2 spots left on my Ireland tour, 50 Shades of Green. And you're welcome to come with me, and we'll just have fun just going through Ireland. You know, what can we do in Ireland? You know, so many different things.
Oh yeah, and like never come back home, maybe? I don't know. It just seems like it's pretty gorgeous. Never been there. So how do they find out how they can purchase and their
tickets?
Yep.
You can reserve seating, or you reserve your place, artinbloomgardentours.com. And I'm looking forward to going. It'll be a great time of the year in July. We'll go to a nice, cool country, cool green, Emerald Isle. From the Summit Responsible Solutions Studios, if it's Saturday morning, you're listening to Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm Teresa Watkins, and this is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network. Thank you, Lizzie.
This boating season, the Florida Fish and Wildlife Conservation Commission wants to remind you to wear your life jacket. You make a difference in the life of your family. As a parent, it's your job to keep your kids safe and be there for them. You do it at home, at school, and you need to do it on the water as well. Always wear your life jacket and have your children wear theirs too. It's a basic step that saves lives. Life jackets save lives. Wear it, Florida. Visit myfwc.com for more information. That's myfwc.com.
David was in big trouble with the IRS.
At first, I didn't owe that much, but after this year, it was out of control.
Then David called Get a Tax Lawyer.
Right away, they were like, oh yeah, looks like you're qualified to save.
Get a Tax Lawyer went to work.
Should have called way sooner.
Get a Tax Lawyer has helped thousands like David fight.